sebagai biju,
accent this song loud and clear,
with
faith in your heart. Power must change us in your life. No matter how
thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Make this confession without any apology to any power. Remember,
not you.
This is the opening of the 11th month.
I,
Daniel
Olukoya,
smash every witchcraft padlock. I'm going against my life. I, Daniel Olukoya, break every witchcraft engagement over my success. I break every demonic chain assigned against my destiny. That power of stagnation and limitation. Something is happening
in
the name Let there be silence now. Those words, they are bringing down. The praises you have uttered and the words that are following now, they are bringing down
the
power of God upon people here. That's right. Now shout this after me with boiling anger. I want you to roar like thunder in this prayer. Because the angels to carry out these instructions are already here. Say this loud and clear. Any problem? Mocking God in my life.
Challenge now. heavens shall trouble your trouble. 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 In the name of Jesus. And your problem shall become your promotion. Let your amen roar like thunder. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Before you sit down, I'd like you to prophesy into the life of seven persons. Say it with boldness and power. Tell the person, as this year is going to an end, disaster shall not be your lot. In the name of Jesus, say to some of us. Prophesy again to the life of seven persons. Say, my friend, any power higher to kill you shall kill themselves. In the name of Jesus. Can you say that to seven persons? One more before you see that. Amen. Now, prophesy the life of seven persons. And it's a personal prophecy to yourself. But you are sharing with seven persons. Say, my friend, greater is he that is in me than any power of darkness. In the name of Jesus, say the son of Jesus. Shout aloud, hallelujah. Let's have a seat, God bless you. Open a Bible to the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 3. This morning I want to share with you briefly.
No, right, sorry.
On what I call the power of violent faith. The power of violent faith. The power of violent faith. Sisters, what did I say? And brothers, Daniel chapter 3.
Daniel chapter 3. The background of this story is that certain Hebrew children have been captured from their land and taken to another land. They were now in the land of bondage. If somebody should be unhappy with God, it should be these boys who were captured, taken away from their parents, taken away from their land to a strange land. But they determined in their heart that they will not forget the God of their fathers. Now the king called Nebuchadnezzar and put up an idol.
A golden image.
And he said everybody should bow down to that image and proclaim that image is their God. But these evil children have refused to do that. And this is where we pick this story from now. Daniel chapter 3, 4 verse 10. Thou, O King, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of musicians shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whosoever falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews who now assent over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not let thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then the Nebuchadnezzar in his rage and fury commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought this man before the king. I pray every power of
Nebuchadnezzar
shall make in God in your life shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Verse 14. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the God you made, you shall set up? Now, if you be ready, that at what time he heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which have made. Well, but if you worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my
hand?
So the spirit of Nebuchadnezzar is a spirit that questions the ability of your God to deliver. I know that somebody here this
morning,
the Nebuchadnezzar witch doctor assigned against you shall be buried alive. Let your amen run like thunder. Verse 16.
Shadrach, Meshach,
and Abednego. They answered and said to the king, O
Nebuchadnezzar, were not careful to answer him in this matter.
What does that mean?
They said, we don't need to think about our answer. We don't even need to meditate. We don't need to sit down and have the meeting. No, we have a ready-made answer to this. So we're not careful to answer. We can answer straight away. Verse 17. He said, if it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. Valiantly. And if you will God is, I say, okay, I won't deliver you. Say, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods.
Say,
worship the golden image which thou hast set up. The rest of the story, you know.
He
threw them to the fire. Those who threw them there died because
it
was too hot. But then the fourth man appeared in the fire. And converted the flame in severe condition.
What
amen.
I
mean, the Bible says,
even
their clothes were not
burnt.
The only thing that God burnt was a rope. The kings used to bind their
hands.
They were delivered out of that furnace. That, what those three boys demonstrated, is what is known as violent faith. You can pray violent prayer, but not have violent faith. The day you combine your violent faith plus your violent prayer, no power can submerge you. The trouble is that a lot of us pray aggressive prayers, but we don't have aggressive faith. Jesus looked at Peter. Oh, thou of little faith. The little faith of Peter was able to carry him for a while on that water. Until he now began to sink. There is a difference between praying fire prayer and having fire faith. I want you to understand this very well. Faith is to believe what you do not see.
Believe it.
And the reward of that faith is that you will see what you believe. Faith is that link that binds our powerlessness to the almightiness of God. Those who are powerless, but if they have great faith, that faith will tie them to the Almighty God.
I want you to
thousands of ways you can please God. But not one without faith. All of them, you must have faith. And what many of us don't understand is this. Faith ends where worry and doubt begins. And worry and doubt ends where faith begins. That's why the Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews,
Hebrews chapter
11.
Hebrews
11.
Hebrews 11, just verse
1.
Hebrews 11,
verse 1.
The Bible defines faith for us.
Because
the faith has levels.
There
is a definition. Hebrews 11, 1.
He
said, now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Another question of the Bible says, faith is the assurance of things hoped for.
So
faith is a confident assurance of what we hope for. So the evidence of things not seen.
That
is a conviction of things you have not
seen.
It makes you certain of realities of what you do not see. The substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. The Bible says in Hebrews 11 that without faith it's impossible to please God. All those who were ever useful to God in Scripture, who moved mountains for the Lord, were men and women of violent faith. The greatest grabbers of grabbers of miracles when Jesus was alive were men and women of faith. You and I have to now click into this. If you want to receive uncommon blessings, you must key into what those early saints did. Noah was a man of faith. He was making an ark when he had never seen rain falling before. What he was doing was a foolish venture. It didn't make sense. But faith is sometimes like that. What you are doing will not make sense. Because to ordinary men is foolishness. One day we had a program here. And I saw a person. I said, pick some from here. I'm pointing at the front of your house. I was a troublemaker sister. Took the sand, divided it to half, divided it to two, put half at the front of our door, and went and put the other half at the front of a shrine. There was pandemonium amongst witch doctors. When they tried their incantations, they begin to
converse.
They could not operate. Somebody with violent faith
are
dead with them. Quickly, they consulted their oracle. And they knew that it was the sister. Do you know what they did? They wrote
the
letter. And there is one member of your church here who has bought something by our shrine. And she has destroyed the shrine. We just want to tell you, call this your dog to order before we descend on her. And you must be ready to pay for the shrine she has destroyed. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What did you do to the letter? We are not indicating to cause more trouble. Noah was doing a very foolish thing. At a stage, and I began to run around the streets, catching animals, catching the fowls, catching the birds, catching the lizards. And people looked at him.
Oh dear,
he has finally come mad.
But
by the time the rain started,
he
knew who the mad people were. Abraham was a man of faith.
Abraham,
it was violent faith to forsake his people, forsake his nativity, and go to a dangerous venture. Was a violent faith to offer up Isaac. Joseph in Egypt was a man of faith.
Joseph in Egypt,
the midwives of Pharaoh, they were women of faith.
Caleb
was a man of faith. David was a man of faith. Elijah confronting the promise of God was a man of faith. We need to do something about this. If you buy a meat thing, like a meat thing, you are buying it in faith. In faith that when you open that thing, there will be big
results.
Some say, pray for me that my faith will be big. No, you have faith. What you need to do now is to turn it to the violent
one.
That small faith that led you to buy a tin of milk and you didn't believe that there will be water and you believe there will be milk, that's all that is
needed.
When you got that this morning now, you sat on that chair, you did not fear that it will suddenly collapse and you will land on the floor. That's faith. So you already have faith. Every man has faith. We're talking about having stubborn confidence in the words of God. Jesus said, if you have faith like a mustard seed, it's enough. The mustard seed was the smallest of all seeds. If you have seen it before, if you move too close to it and you are breathing too heavily, it will fly
away.
But the trouble with the mustard seed is that as small as it is, when it is coming up, it refuses to be discouraged. It will keep trying regardless of what you have done to the seed. If a rock smashes to the ground, it will keep trying, it will keep growing. If it was covered up, it will keep growing, it will never get discouraged, it will never give up.
It
will keep looking up and keep growing. That's why Jesus said that faith you need. The faith like that of a mustard. Faith is not personal persuasion. It's not carnal desire. It's not carnal ambition. It's not foolishness. It's not anything you do by
self.
You need to add violence to that faith.
Like
the men of old, so that you can possess all the possessions that faith can get for you. Your faith can get you bodily healing, get you protection, get you miracles, can get you renewal of your youth, can get you success.
This
is why today, before you leave this place,
you
must, like a man of old,
begin
to exercise the kind of faith
that will
scare your enemy.
Listen
to your right hand to the
heavens
and declare this again loud
and clear.
Power of
Nebuchadnezzar,
assigned to roast me alive.
You want your that is moving on yet?
Death! In the name of Jesus. He's not a gentleman's son. When you begin to sing, pass me not a gentleman's
Escape
to Lebanon. And he called this deceptive man. That man changed his salary 10 times. He not only changed his salary, he changed his wife in the night to the wrong woman. After he had served 7 years with that salary to marry a wife, in the night of the wedding, he brought a wrong woman into the room. For somebody to smuggle a wrong woman to your husband, it must be really forwarded. So he served another 7 years for his proper wife now. Jacob discovered that he was getting nowhere and that he was being exploited. Labor stress was becoming uncomfortable and unfavorable. So he could not stay with labor. He could not go back home. Death was waiting for him at home if he returned home. His brother Esau, this was a very good hunter, was waiting for him. Esau was still gunning for revenge. Ladies and gentlemen, Jacob was in a very serious mess. He had been running all his life. From Esau whom he had cheated, from Laban whom he had deceived, he was running until that night. That night, power changed his life. He prayed. He said, unless you bless me, I will not let you go. And for the first time, his life became blessed. He prayed one prayer point from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. 7 hours. And his name changed to Israel. One who struggled with God and won. And it took by a lot of priest with God. That's all in the Bible.
And he cannot do anything.
Shouting after Jesus. Jesus said, "Can you give our food to dogs?" Now, black Bartimaeus man began to scream. Jesus, son of David.
Yes, sir, David.
Have mercy
on me.
Until his faith, Jesus said, "Thy faith have made you whole."
Yes, sir.
There is nobody who has ever cried to God in violent faith. What do you mean by violent faith? Violent faith requires that you make the effort to cross any barrier standing in your way. That is barrier of culture, barrier of pride, barrier of science. Cross that barrier. When you come to a place like you don't come here and pray like a gentleman. Violent faith is desperate faith. Violent faith must have vision. Violent faith is persistent faith. Violent faith looks at what you are coming, not what your size is now. Look at what you have become, not your present size. Father faith says that there is nothing beyond your ability. Cannot be threatened or intimidated by
God.
Violent faith understands that God is an awesome God who can do awesome things. Violent faith is faith that confronts mountains or removes mountains. Violent faith is only expectancy. You are expecting something. Faith with the spirit of expectancy. Violent faith is death to doubt. Death.
Verbal faith is not to discouragement. Verbal faith is blind to impossibility. Verbal faith knows nothing but success in God. Verbal faith wins the war even before the battle begins. It's like what David said to Goliath. Today,
Lord,
I will bring down your head. Cut it off. It will be
buried.
He was saying this while Goliath was standing. But his faith had finished Goliath. Father, faith is not negotiable faith. Father, faith reaches above the circumstances created by the enemy. Father, faith logic is not from the earth, but it's from heaven. Father, is blind to negative circumstances around. Father, faith smiles when the storm is almost sinking the boat.
Father,
disgraces all the huge diabolical kingdoms who are trying to defy our efforts.
Balaam
first subdues the roar of the life that want to make us fear. It quenches the fire assigned to uncover and destroy us. Verbal faith mocks the mockers who are bent on disgracing us. Just like Elijah stood that day. And he declared a contest. Say, you call upon your God. And I will call upon the name of the Lord. The God who answers my
prayer.
Let him be God. And
they
say,
why not?
We accept. He said, you start first. The Bible said they started around late in the morning until the evening time. They cried out, caught themselves with
life.
The Bible says at the stage, Elijah began to mock them. Wow. That's what I feel. Mock them. Call him. Is he asleep? Wake him up. Has he traveled? Bring him back. It is not that Baal has no power.
Baal
has power. If he doesn't have, those men will not be touching themselves with knives. But that day, a man of violent faith was standing around and quenching the power of
Baal.
You mock your mockers.
Oh God,
because you have a greater power that is behind you. Today, I want you to pray some prayers. 14 of them. We pray 7 now. And then just as you are about to go home. So don't go home until you pray the last 7. I want you to leave this place with that anointing upon your life in the
next moment.
So don't be in a hurry to run away from the presence of the Lord. 7 now. When we are about to share the grace, we now bring the last 7 on our heads. Violent faith. The power of violent faith is able to quench your fire. It's able to put all your enemies to shame. It's able to disgrace any man that wants to disgrace you. It's able to pull down the mountains before you. It's able to challenge every false prophet standing against you. He said to reverse anything the
past upset.
He's
able to change anything from someone has told you. The power of valentine has no respect for any medical opinion. You need to surrender your life to Jesus. That's the first thing. And when you've done that, you will now get into the Word of God, which is quick and sharp and powerful. Then you begin to pray revelational prayers. You pray with stubborn faith. Pray with holy
promise.
And then you add faith to what you are doing. When Peter saw that lame man,
that's
the man we don't have. He was trying to be unwilling.
The pulling
up. And the man began to jump.
The
power is going to be
there
to move you up
as it was okay
to a standard where your enemies will wonder where you've come.
That one, that you know how people look.
Rise up on your feet, man. Rise up on your feet, man. It is with this power of violent faith you can speak destruction to the enemy. You can speak death to sickness. You can speak paralysis to any man that also paralyzes. Decrease evil war in the camp of the enemy. You can speak war to the camp of the oppressors. You can speak rottenness to their bones. With this power of violence, all eyes closed. But you see, if you are here this morning, I am not born again. You have not just entered the life of Jesus. Just raise up your right hand where you are.
I want to raise up
in the I want to pray with you. I want to surrender your life to Jesus today. Just raise up your right hand. God bless you. Don't open this up your right hand. Take a bold step of faith. And I come to this altar in the front
church.
Or any of the two corners at the back. Do so very, very quickly. Jesus is waiting for you here.
Yes, and do it.
Let's find a way quickly to the altar. Those of you who want to surrender your life to Jesus. Those of you at the front, I
congratulate
you. Just close your eyes. Bow down your head. And say what I'm going to say after. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. Beginning from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of life. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children. I pray that your hand, your power will be upon their lives. And today, they have surrendered their lives to Jesus. Let them continue to be one with them. Write their name so long in the book of life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Seven prayers. To be prayed in violent faith. After the other
patterns.
Each of these prayers have massive amounts of testimonies attached to them. Can I hear you shouting, Angelico destroying, hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Is that the loudest hallelujah you can shout in this place? Is that the loudest you can shout here? With that volume. That's how I want you to pray this prayer. We have a few minutes to pray them. But within those few minutes, Transactions shall take place that will move your life forward. Every virtue stolen from my life. Can you shout out loud? verse number 10.
Glory
be to the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So, power of delayed blessings. You are a liar. try to get. Thank you, Jesus. We pray. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. And somebody listening to this morning, you came here, you're almost going out of your mind. You are confused. I have information for you that your miracle has come. Your miracle has come. Thank you, Jesus. Too long before you sit down. Any curse affecting my brain. Can you shout this like thunder? After each prayer, I'm going to make some pronouncements. Let your amen roar like thunder as I make a
pronouncement.
Say this loud and
clear.
Favor. Can you shout it loud and clear? That brings the possession. Fall upon my life now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. Favor that brings the possession. Come upon my life now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, pray. I decree upon your life that you shall be a candidate of uncommon favor. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Shall you say it loud and clear? Any altar of infirmity raised against me. Catch fire. Can you say that loud and clear? In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare it. Destroy the altars of infirmity. In Jesus' name we pray. Every infirmity present here, I bind you and I cast you out. In the name of Jesus, right there where you are, receive your healing. 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 In the name of Jesus. This is number three now. Every appointment with failure. In the name of Jesus, destroy that appointment with failure. Yes. Masete kaya boshe bera boko yaraba. In Jesus' name we pray. I decree that any power that wants you to fail shall be buried alive. Receive the spirit of success. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is number four. Every garment of shame, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare I want you. I shall not be put to shame. In Jesus' name we pray. Every hour of shame fired against you, I command the arrows to backfire. Any power that wants you to be put to shame shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This is number five now. We're making fantastic progress. This year, you will not swallow my blessing. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare what you want. You will not swallow my blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, I decree that any blessing that anybody has lost from January to date, wherever that blessing is in you, possess your possession now. Possess your possession now. Possess your possession now. In the name of Jesus. This is number six now. Shout this at the top of your voice. Say, my enemy shall die in my place. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare that. That's right. The enemy that wants you to die shall die in peace. Masetakaya washendera bokwenti. In Jesus' name we pray. I decree that every amen asan shall have. In the name of Jesus, any power that wants you to die shall die. For you shall not know what you mean. Jesus, this is number 7 now. Every owner of evil load, carry away by fire. In the name of Jesus. Yes, do we give others a people load? Let them carry their loads by fire. In Jesus' name, pray. Let me congratulate all of you who stayed for this 7 minutes. Because miracles have happened in your life and I want to share it. Thank you, Jesus. Father, these prayer letters, let them become testimonies. By the next part of seniors, then there will be no one here without a wonderful testimony. In the name of Jesus. As a person here today,
and
they actually forced you to come. You didn't want to come. But thank God that you were able to come. Because the enemy has already concluded an agenda to destroy you. But because you came here today, the agenda has gone back to the centers. Thank you, Jesus. Say any disaster. Any tragedy left in this year, it is minus me and my family. In the name of Jesus, declare it loud and clear.
Forever and ever.